Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. Extra titillating on a Friday, TGIF, all that good stuff. What's going on? Where are you? Where is you? Bad grammar included. We're here to talk sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. We also talk entertainment, the stars, and blah, 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 blah. That's entertainment. What's that song by The Jam? That's entertainment. We're here for your first hour with Jan Wall, the great film critic. And we're going to bring in some fascinating guests. Also, speaking of movies, in the third hour, I'm going to talk to the great Holt McCallany. He plays Bill Tench on the Mindhunter Netflix show. He has a brand new movie out today, a Guy Ritchie movie with Jason Statham. So we'll check in with Holt in the third hour. You can always listen to the program, if you're not by an affiliate over the air, you can go online to sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website, won a BAFTA in 1968, Best Supporting Actress. The email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, if you want to tell me about some money I inherited in Africa, I get a lot of that. All I got to do, by the way, is just give them my checking account number, and they're going to deposit the gold, and I can't wait. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all Apple applications, another app, deep fried mozzarella sticks, those are good too, them's is tasty and good eating. Around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're all doing a great job, stay safe, come home soon, we're proud of you, keep up the good work. Also, if you'd like to listen on your television set, HBO and Cinemax, those are boring. Go to CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, the cable provider that's in 35 million homes. So we got another big Friday show, and you can be a part of it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll get that first hour going with Jan Wall and a cavalcade of guests. Come on back.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, and we say hello to our good friend, the film critic Jan Wall, who joins us in the first hour on Fridays. How you doing, Janie?
I'm doing great, honey. Great to talk to you. It's been a terrific week.
Very good. Let's go to our first guest, and it is filmmaker and Emmy Award-winning director Carlos V. Gutierrez. He has a new film called Locked In, starring Mina Suvari and Jeff Fahey. Carlos, welcome to the show. I know that as a grad student, you did the NYU film school, and I just think about all the great filmmakers. I mean, Scorsese came through there, and I know like they get union workers. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, I mean, my teacher was Spike Lee, so I was really fortunate having gone there, you know. And I will tell you, we're kind of both rabid sports fans, so of opposite teams. So, you know, it kind of worked out when we had nothing else to talk about. We talked about sports.
Basketball?
Of course, basketball. Yeah, that's his thing. I love basketball, too, you know. So, but
basketball,
it was always good.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I just was saying basketball's like ballet to me. I mean, my husband loves it. I love it. I just love watching it. It's just, it looks like ballet to me. I don't know. Is that weird? That's weird, right?
No, that's not weird. It's absolutely one of the most fun to watch as a spectator because it's so back and forth, you know. It's like boom shot, you know. The common criticism with football, which is my favorite sport, is how slow it moves, you know. And I'm like, okay, that's your opinion.
To get back
but
to
you know,
Spike
Lee. Spike, yeah, I mean, look, Spike gets better seats than I've ever had, so. You know, but there's that big difference.
Well, as long as Spike walks in the right door, remember what happened last year?
Oh, yeah. Well, that came out again today, too. I saw another article about that today. Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about Spike the whole time. Let's talk about this film Locked In, because it seems like everything that you've touched goes to a film festival and is well-received. So what's the new one?
So Locked In is a suspense thriller starring Mina Suvari from American Beauty, American Pie, And she plays a mother who's got a young daughter, and they get trapped overnight in a high-tech self-storage facility. And two very bad criminals are in there with them looking for something in one of the lockers, and really the only person that can help them find it is the person that's running away from them, and that's Mina Savari.
She's a really underrated actress, I think. She can do it, you know. She can bring it.
She really can, and I will tell you, her work ethic and her method of working in general was so specific and tailored to the film, because the character, she had to really kind of become this kind of blue-collar mom who's living paycheck to paycheck. And you know, for someone who's kind of been Hollywood royalty for, you know, on and off 20 years, it's hard. It's hard to believe that. Like, how do you disassociate yourself and become that person? And she really did a great job.
And I've had Jeff Fahey on the show a few years ago, and the one thing that he's got is he has a natural, I mean, he's got those blue eyes, but he's got such a creepy look. I mean, it's just perfect, isn't it?
I mean, Jeff is one of those guys who's a chameleon, right? Because he's had this incredible storied career. You know, he started his, I think his second film was with Clint Eastwood. So, you know, he's been through the gamut, and he's really understood what his presence means on camera and how little he has to say. And he's a chameleon, because I can see him as being the best looking guy on the set. But then, you know, in this case, we had him looking like, this kind of, reference, a little homage to one of my favorite films, Heat. And, we had him coming in looking in really greasy and, you know, all criminal like. So that was a big part of it. And he went in with it. I mean, you know, He completely took over that character. It was written very, very differently than the way he portrayed it, and I think he just absolutely killed the role.
Are there certain movies that you're paying homage to in this thriller? I mean, did you sense certain films that had an influence on you?
Yeah, influence, definitely. I mean, you know, the one I think most people would be able to associate with, because it's been the most recent one, was Panic Room. So David Fincher's Panic Room, mm-hmm. for me, is a fantastic exercise in thriller suspense, right? It really harkens back to, like, Hitchcock days. And, you know, even films like, if you want to go way back to, like, Wait Until Dark with Audrey Hepburn, where all takes place in basically one location. You know, I looked at a lot of those female heroine movies, but one of the things that I really, as the writer, thought about was that Mina's character was like Ripley in Aliens, okay? Strange, because one is sci-fi and one's a thriller horror, right? But what a lot of people don't remember is Sigourney Weaver was nominated for the Oscar for her performance in that movie. So can you imagine nowadays an alien sci-fi movie being nominated for the Oscar? Like, unheard of, right? But it's that performance. It's that mama bear comes and bares her teeth to protect the cub is really where we kind of started with the character.
You know what I think about, we're speaking with Carlos V. Gutierrez, by the way, the movie Locked In. You're a published poet, and I know you were an undergrad at Tufts, so when you're directing, how much of that sort of lyrical spirit of that type of language comes in?
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story, because really, I went to Tufts to become a doctor, and I dropped out, because I'm clearly not intelligent enough to become a doctor, but... You know, it is this sort of right brain, left brain that I have to kind of always deal with as a person who's creative, because there is, like you said, the lyrical side, the side that wants to be poetic and visual, but there is this very surgical approach that I take to filmmaking that, you know, I storyboard every shot that's in the film. And so that is
like Hitchcock.
Yeah. Like Hitchcock. I mean, I love that approach. I mean, listen, there's always room for improvisation. I'm not going to say every shot we storyboarded, we shot. But to know that you have it and it's in your back pocket always gives you this kind of nice, you know, net to fall into. If you really are kind of boxed in and don't have a lot of time to get a shot, you go, what do I have to live with? And what can I live with shooting-wise that will allow the film to still be great and successful?
That is so profound, and that's also good advice for young filmmakers, you know, to do that storyboarding, because it does give you that security. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So when you say, can I just go back to Spike Lee for a second, since he's just about my favorite living filmmaker, and I mean living because I'm a real student of classic Hollywood, but he is so remarkable. So how did you work with him? I mean, in what capacity?
Yeah, I can tell you the short version of it. You know, being at NYU, we had the fortune of having Scorsese, Spike Lee, Oliver Stone, M. Night Shyamalan, Paul Thomas Anderson, all these kind of rotated in, but really the guy who ran the program was Spike. Okay, Spike was there almost every day or every other day, and he's just an incredibly prolific guy. I mean, this, you know, he was shooting commercials. If he's not shooting commercials, doing music videos, a feature, a TV show. But what I really was able to take advantage of in the sense of being his kind of like shadow on his features. So I was able to see how he works with actors like Woody Harrelson, John Turturro, Monica Bellucci, Anthony Mackie, and see how demystifying the process is for someone who's a young film student and understanding that it's really just your vision and how you're interpreting that to the rest of the crew and the cast, obviously.
Well, that's fascinating stuff. As I mentioned, Carlos V. Gutierrez, Emmy Award-winning director, the new film called Locked In with Mina Suvari and Jeff Fahey. It is now out. And listen, Carlos, congratulations on it. Thanks for dropping by, and let's catch up on your next one.
Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with both of you soon again.
All right.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Jan, you ever been locked in a storage facility?
No, what a nightmare. My God.
That's bad enough.
That's why they make movies.
That's bad enough without criminals after you. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with another guest. Jan Wall is with me. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober. And all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, I have that effect on people, I guess. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network alongside Jan Wall, the film critic. And speaking of film critics, it's great to welcome back to the show our friend Mick LaSalle from the San Francisco Chronicle. He has a brand new book called Dream State, California in the Movies. It's coming out on the 18th of this month. And, Mick, I also have to say, correct me if I'm wrong, is happy birthday to you?
Yeah, thank you. It is my birthday. Yes.
Today?
Today.
Today? Mine was the 4th. God, I didn't know we were so close in birthdays.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, happy birthday, baby.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah, Jan, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's all the time we have today. And
hey, guess what, Mick LaSalle? I read your book.
Oh, really?
I got the uncorrected proof, and I read the whole thing in practically 3 sittings. So good. I literally couldn't put it down. It is really, really a hot one.
Oh, really? That's great.
Congratulations.
Well,
I mean, I've liked a lot of your other books, but this thing, it just moves. It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's got all my favorite movies in it. Sexuality in cinema. Yeah. It's got Robert Mitchum. It's got The Big Picture, my favorite movie about Hollywood. This thing is just fabulous.
Oh, well, that's great. You know, I have no sense of this is a book I don't have any sense of, like if you tell me it's good, I'll believe it. If you tell me it's not good, I'll believe it. I don't like have a good feeling about it. So that's great. I hope it's good. That's good.
Well, let's talk about it, because you think about there have been books probably written, you know, Vermont or New Hampshire in the movies because there's been so few films. California in the movies, I mean, it's just a subject that has a million ways to go. So how did you approach it?
Right, yeah. You can't do the history of California in the movies because that's the history of the movies. So it's not about the picture business or something, because that would be 10,000, you know, page book. This is a book about either the idea of California as it came through in the movies, or California ideas that originated in California that through movies made their way across the United States. So it's sort of like the California idea in the movies and its influence on the culture at large. That's what it's about.
It's amazing, because you go into new movies like La La Land, but get this what he says, Rick. I mean, this part I just had to kind of underline. The key difference between San Francisco and Los Angeles in the movies is this. San Francisco doesn't care if you live or die, but Los Angeles wants to kill you. What do you mean by that?
It's really funny, but if you watch like film noirs, especially, but actually other movies too, but film noirs particularly, the film noirs set in San Francisco, people, you know, have a hard time, but they usually end up okay, or at least the good people end up okay, like, you know, Orson Welles at the end of Lady from Shanghai. But if Lady from Shanghai was made in L.A., the same people would be dead at the end of it, but Orson Welles would have, like, you know, gone to jail for killing them, even though he didn't. It would be like, in L.A., everything's just insane. And it's almost like the life is like a practical joke in noir, that L.A. is just playing on people. So if you watch the L.A. film noirs, always end, or almost always end, with, like, the good guy getting killed, too.
You know, I think it's interesting. I read something you wrote the other day that warmed my cockles, wherever those are on my body. But
oh, I love that.
I always I always get guff from like film buffs that I don't like sitting through the credits, and I'm like, I like to get up and I like to leave. And when I wrote that, when I read that you said the same thing, I'm like, thank you. Someone finally agrees with me. They don't sit through the entire credits.
Well, yeah, because I mean, look, you know, some pop songs end in a fade out, and some pop songs just end, right? The way they've done the credits now is that every movie has to end in like a fade out. Like, in other words, it doesn't just like, you know, like if you watch the end of Casablanca, they walk off into the sunset, boom, the end, and you're sort of left with the movie, and you have to like, you know how you feel about it and think about it. If that were made now, it would end, but then it would go into this long credits thing, which would dissipate the experience of the movie. So that whole thing of like going to repertory theaters when I was a young person discovering movies, and that feeling of like, boom, the thing is over, the lights come up, and you just are stunned by how great the movie was. That sensation doesn't exist anymore. So I don't think that the long credit sequence thing is good. In fact, I think it's bad.
You know, we have a lot of military people listening to this, and okay. You've got a lot in here about Pearl Harbor in California movies, and the wars, World War II, and there's just some great information. Secret Agent of Japan, not
yeah.
These crazy kind of B movies, but then things like Wake Island, and all kinds of things that have a lot to do with the wars and military people. And then you go all the way to Psycho. Everything just brings to life these movies. Do you have a particular favorite of these films?
One of the things I like for sure is when I looked at Wizard of Oz as a movie about Hollywood. Because it's a movie about, you think about it, it's a guy, he's a big phony, and he lands in a place, far away from where he was born, and he, becomes the number one guy by just being a fraud. And then at the end of the movie, he teaches the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion and the Tin Man how they could become frauds too. He says, like, you don't need any brains, you just need the degree, right? And then you can pretend you have brains. And so he does that with all of them. And so I thought this a bunch of other reasons, but to me this is like, it's a movie about how great Hollywood is. And also it's not a movie about how great Home is, because Home, they want to kill her dog and at the start of the movie.
Oh,
and at the end,
yeah. They're
still going to kill her dog.
So are the flying monkeys the agents?
Yeah, that's
flying monkeys
yeah.
the agents. What?
Yeah,
could be.
Yeah, whole new thing. So for me, Sunset Boulevard, because you and I, Nicholas South, for many years we've known each other, and we share a great love of classic Hollywood, and you've certainly written on classic Hollywood some wonderful books. Sunset Boulevard, to me, says an awful lot about Los Angeles and the dream state.
Yeah, you're right. Well, because it's Los Angeles, because Los Angeles is like, really, it's a Los Angeles. San Francisco is a place where everybody says, 30 years ago everything was great, it's too bad you missed it. And L.A., it's like there's no history. It's like whatever's happening now counts. So in Sunset Boulevard, Gloria Swanson on screen from 1928 when Norma Desmond is looking at her young self. And it's sort of like, yeah, but who cares? It's a long time ago. It's 22 years ago. That's not even that long. It's a long time ago. You're done. Why don't you just die already? You're over. And that's like, it's a very cold feeling towards this person who's not even, although she seems a lot older than she is, but she's only like 50.
Wow. She still should have won the Oscar. I still upset about that, but that's another story.
Actually, we got time for one more question, and you say never judge a book by the cover, but the cover is kind of like a negative of palm trees, and then it's upside down. And I know that it's called Dream State, but it also is a little bit kind of a foreboding look to it. What was the decision behind that, or was that all in the publisher's hands?
It was all in the publisher's hands. In fact, I asked when I saw the cover, I said, is it upside down? So I didn't know, but it's supposed, I guess it's supposed to be that way, and the idea is, and I actually, you know, you just described it to me in the best way. Now I understand it. So it's supposed to be like a sinister opposite mm-hmm. thing of what
the other
it is.
Side,
That's good. Mm-hmm. You should get a job in media. That's
so perceptive.
I like that.
Well, you know, I went on Amazon, and for people who want to pick it up, it's going to be out on the 18th. But right now, if you pre-order, you can get like $5 off the hardcover. The little sale going on there.
See, that's it, everybody. This is your shot.
And the cake.
It's a truly great book, Mick LaSalle. It is good. I mean, you know, I'm a tough critic myself, but this thing is a love letter for people who are interested in film in general. Oh. And the sexuality part, we didn't even have time to get into, but it's some hot stuff. You did a great job.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Maybe it's true. I hope you're right.
You're so neurotic.
There he
when is. Will I be able to teach you to have some self-confidence?
No, I have total self-confidence. I'm happy to hear it. You know, this is good news.
All right. Dream State, California in the movies. Make sure to pick it up. We've been speaking with San Francisco Chronicle, longtime film critic, Mick LaSalle. It's available on the 18th. Mick, thanks for coming by, and go blow out those candles.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Mick.
All right. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back more with Jan Wall and a guest on the other side.
Boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, that hurts my feelings. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network alongside our friend Jan Wall, the film critic, and we're now happy to bring to the show T. Oliver Reed, very accomplished, a veteran of stage and music, and he's here to talk about a new project called Black Writers Amplified, a new album consisting of entirely new work by black musical theater writers. And T. Oliver, welcome to the show. I know that you're looking for submissions. The deadline is in about 10 days. So how did this all start?
That is correct. Hey, Ellery, thanks for having me. And yes, the deadline for submissions is May 17th. But the story, it's a collaboration between Black Theater Coalition, which is an organization that I co-founded, and Broadway Records, to really shine a light on the black musical theater writers who are either emerging or are in the midst of a career. So we're putting together this concept album of maybe between 20 and 24 tracks by different writing teams, whether they're composers or lyricists. Both team members don't have to be black, but at least one of the members, to really, again, to make possibilities and make producers and artistic directors aware of those black professionals who are working in musical theater and the music field.
Oh, this is fabulous. As a musical theater junkie myself, I mean, I really love that.
Thank you.
Can you give an example of the kind of work you're talking about?
Yeah, it literally is like again, you know, I grew up watching, you know, those movie musicals and being in my local little theater. So it really is about those writers and composers who are writing specifically or geared specifically toward musical theater and the American theater in this country. So it can be someone who has written one song. It can be someone who has written multiple musicals that have been produced or not produced. It really is about that cross section of artists who haven't quite made it yet, who don't have, you know, the name that is, you know, synonymous with musical theater yet. But we want to make sure that we are offering an opportunity for them and for those producers and artistic directors who normally would say, oh, I don't know who to hire. There's no one around. To really put a group of 20 plus creatives in front of them and say, these are the people that you can hire for this next generation of musical theater making in the USA.
So do you have an affinity for the Three Musketeers, Oliver Reed, being that you're in the same in the same business, or is that just purely coincidental?
No, it is absolutely coincidental. My full name is Timothy Oliver Reed, and when I first joined the union, I could not use Tim Reed because Tim Reed of WKRP
right.
in Cincinnati, Venus Flycraft mm-hmm. fame was already taken, and Oliver Reed, it's spelled R. He spelled his name R-E-E-D, so I couldn't use just that because it was too close, and I had to figure out something that my mother was going to be okay with, so T. Oliver Reed was what stuck.
Well, back to your wonderful project. It's so inspiring. Can you name a few really successful black artists and composers who have made, I mean, there have been successful musicals made by black composers,
well,
right?
That is the issue. I mean, if you look at Broadway between 2010 and 2020, there were no black composers on Broadway. You know, Motown had the music of Motown, but that was written, you know, decades ago. We've had, you know, in past decades, the music of Duke Ellington and others, but there's been no one in this past decade. The closest we've had has been Michael R. Jackson, Pulitzer Prize winner for his musical Strange Loop, but that was off Broadway. So the hope is that over the next couple of years, that musical will make it to Broadway, as well as musicals of, you know, Douglas Lyons and Ethan Pachar, Jamie Sapero. There are plenty of people who are about, but they haven't had the opportunity yet. So this is really about making space for this, you know, the current generation of artists who are working and writing music, and this next generation as well.
A couple more questions for T. Oliver Reed, the Black Writers Amplified Project. Tell us a little bit more about the Black Theater Coalition, which you founded just a couple summers ago, right?
Yeah. Black Theater Coalition, it is, our mission statement is to remove the illusion of inclusion in the American theater by helping build a sustainable roadmap towards employment for black professionals. And that is because, you know, we say the American theater because it's much more than a problem or something that needs to be fixed on Broadway, but truly in how we see theater in this country. So whether it's in community theaters or, like, I started in a little theater in Gaston, North Carolina, but how we ingest theater in this country. And with that, it's also about, for us, we realized that we needed to make space for those who had not received the opportunity yet for that employment. So that's how everything got started. I mean, and that illusion of inclusion that I mentioned is because many times you'll see a show, you'll either see a Hamilton or Hadestown or Tina or Ain't Too Proud, and there look like there are lots of black and brown bodies on stages, and there are. But what we want to make sure is that those black and brown bodies are also in positions of making decisions, so producing and general managing and all the creative areas. So that's how we really started. And for us, in the Black Theater Coalition, and we are really focused on black professionals, we take that old airline motto very seriously. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you try and help someone else. So we really wanted to do next year's really focus on black professionals in this business and change the numbers of percentages of people working. I mean, if you look at, you know, general management right now, when the pandemic happened and the shutdown began, there were no black general managers working on Broadway. When we reopened, because of the initiatives and the fellowships and the partnerships that we have with our industry partners, there will be six Black Theater Coalition general management fellows working in all of those offices. So that's an increase of 600% before we even really get back into working.
So the late Whitney Houston and I talked about doing the black version of Annie Get Your Gun. What do you think? Wouldn't that be the coolest?
I think you and I need to have a conversation about that.
Because I think that's perfect.
It's a great thing, and it also shines a light on it. In the American theater, there's so many times that we don't look outside of what's been done and how it's been done in the past, but to really take a look at Annie Get Your Gun and the Black Cowboys take a look at that show through that lens and see what can be done with it and how the story really is the same. And the beauty of most stories that we love are that they are human stories and not necessarily a black story or a Jewish story a white story, but it is a human experience, and that's what people want to be a part of.
You know, with the theaters being shut down just about everywhere else too during the pandemic, but it really hit the theater world hard. So for you, did you do a lot of composing and writing on your own? How did you get through all of it?
Well, first of all, I wish that I could compose and write. Those are not my gifts. But yeah, I did a lot of soul searching. One of the things, thanks to Black Theater Coalition and just the work that I've been doing, teaching at a couple of different universities, for me, it's like I want to make sure that I come out of this pause, this pandemic, the person that I want to be. This has been a year that we've had time to sit back and really assess who we are as human beings and as artists. And for me, I hope that everyone on the other side of this has made some some choices or some decisions or come to some realizations of, you know, that this is the person that I want to be, and I had not, and I had strayed from that, or I had not done the work that I need to do to stay motivated, to stay on the road that I want to be on. So for me, it's been about, you know, figuring out who those people are that I love in my life and spending time with them, those things that I really want to do, the causes that I really want to be a part of, the changes that I really want to see made, and to focus on those and to push forward on all those things, you know, over these next months, these next years, and, you know, this next decade, to make sure that, you know, by 2030, we can all look back together and say these are the changes that were made because of the work that was started during a pandemic.
Well, I think it's a tremendous thing. How can people find out more about it?
You can go to blacktheatercoalition.org, go to our submissions page, and there's plenty of information on applying for Black Writers Amplified, and very certainly there will be some information on that same page about applying for the Black Theater Coalition fellowship as well as apprenticeship.
Well, that's my last question. Someone's listening and thinking, I've never done it before. I have an idea. You know, I'm African-American, but I'm, you know, this is going to be poo-pooed. This is welcome for everyone, even neophytes, right?
This is welcome for everyone. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Great stuff from T. Oliver Reed, Black Writers Amplified. Thanks for coming on, man, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Good stuff. And, you know, Jan, before we go to a break, who gave you your break? Who said, yeah, we'll let you write for this or talk on this show?
You won't believe it. A cowboy actor named Gene Autry, when I was in high school, hired me. He owned KTLA Television, Channel 5 in Los Angeles, among the LA Angels and a lot of other things. And he picked me out of a bunch of kids at different high schools. I got to be on a show that he did called Using Choirs, and he kind of gave me my start, and I was just in high school.
Champion the Wonder Horse, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
He was the singing cowboy.
Yes, he was. Gene Autry, huh? He was very famous, but by the time I met him, he was just a very wealthy businessman, sports owner, you know, team owner, and television owner. So I hadn't thought of him that way. I mostly was grateful that he recognized in me some kind of talent.
Well, he was very good at spotting talent, obviously. Did you ever get to meet Annie Oakley herself, Gail Davis?
Oh, good for you, man. You ought to be on Jeopardy, sonny. but I'm a big Annie Oakley fan, and respect her and admire her. And, you know, it's women like that, you know, who help women like me.
Great stuff. We'll take a quick break. You got some recs on the other side?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Jan Wall, come on back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Couple minutes left with Jan Wall. What should we be watching?
Well, you know, we were talking with Nick LaSalle about his new book, Dream State, about California and the movies. And I got to tell you about one that he talks about that I love so much. It's one of my favorite movies ever made about Hollywood and about success. In 1989, Christopher Guest made this movie called The Big Picture, mm-hmm. and it stars Kevin Bacon as a young guy just out of film school, and he gets a development deal and some money, and he goes Hollywood in a really bad way. On his climb up, he just steps on all his best friends and all the people that give his life meaning, and he just gives it all to Hollywood, and they screw him over like nobody's business. It's a really good movie. It's called The Big Picture, and it's got comedy. Martin Short is hysterical in it as an agent. I love Martin Short anyway, but this is a really good movie, The Big Picture.
Yeah, I've seen that. I love Christopher mm-hmm. Guest. I got to see him in person one time at Sketchfest. He was so great. I have a little recommendation for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a movie that came out a couple years ago, but I hadn't seen it. It's on Netflix. It's with Colin Firth and Max von Sydow and some other really good actors. It's called The Command, and it's about the Kursk submarine disaster that happened about 20 years ago for Russia. And for people who don't know what happened, I won't give away the ending, but it actually was, you know, submarine movies sometimes fall into a certain genre where it's like, you know, Das Boot, where it's like too long, or it's the action Hunt for Red October type of thing. But this is kind of a different spin on it, I thought, and I thought it was really good. It's called The Command.
Whoa, does that sound great?
Yeah.
You know, I got this ex-military husband. Well, he'll
love it, and it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
And he'll go nuts for this.
Yeah,
The Command.
Watch it as soon as you hang up.
Well, I want to wait till he's home, so in case I get lucky.
He
likes those military movies.
All right, Jenny, it's always great talking to you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, that's Jan Wall, everyone, and we still have another couple hours to go. It's open lines outside of the fact we will have Holt McCallany in the new movie Wrath of Man from Guy Ritchie. He'll join us in the third hour. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.